You're listening to Wes McElroy on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Get to a little on this day in sports history. We'll do that coming up here in about 15 minutes. And I do want to bring back Mike London, former coach at Richmond, now head coach at William & Mary. Put out a very powerful statement this morning telling America to wake up. And we'll bring that back in the 5:45 rewind. I said, just coming into this hour, and I said coming into the show today, I wanted to have a conversation. I wanted to have a conversation with different voices, different points of view, because that's where you start. This isn't a topic. This isn't like baseball's negotiations where we're going to figure it out in a week. But we got to start figuring out. And how you start figuring out is you have open and honest conversations where maybe you open up people's eyes and ears to differences, to where people are from, a different part of the country, a different walk of life, a different background. So I've tried to make the show diverse today and helping us out with that. And I applaud him and I appreciate his time to come on the show and his courage to talk about this. Nick Sherrod, University of Richmond basketball squad, joining us here, and Richmond's own, should I add, joining us on the Hadid Rug Cleaning Hotline. Nick, I appreciate you jumping on, man. How are you and your family doing?
Everybody's doing okay. Not too bad. Just trying to take everything all in, but we're doing okay. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. We're hunkered down. Two-year-old's going a little crazy every once in a while, but we're hanging out. Well, look, yeah. Let's start here. What's it been like for you to sit and watch the events of the world, not just this past weekend, but the past week? What's it been like for you, Nick?
It's been insane. I think that when all the stuff with the coronavirus hit, I think that was kind of I think that we all thought that was going to be the biggest punch in the gut for the year. But the past weekend has been honestly surreal. It's kept me up many nights just thinking about all the stuff going on. I think that when you're in school growing up, you read about this kind of stuff happening to your grandparents and your parents, and you never really know what it's like until you're in their shoes, until you feel it. So to see it happen, you know, just 10 minutes down the road for me, as well as nationwide, has just been sad. But at the same time, you understand where these people's hearts are, where the stuff is coming from. It's coming from years and years of this type of stuff happening with interaction with the police and feeling that they don't really have a fair shot or a fair way to express themselves. So obviously it's been sad, but you hope that the broader message doesn't get lost.
I wanted to have you on, Nick, for a couple reasons. Mainly, and you're one of the first people I thought of, and the fine people at Richmond were kind enough, you know, they had to okay this, and I appreciate them doing that, what they think of you, and I guess what they think of me as professional. But there was an incident of racism at Richmond's campus this year, and you spoke out after a game. If you could take me back to that moment, why did you want to do that, and why did you feel the responsibility to use that post-game press conference as your platform to open up about it?
I just thought that, you know, that moment was a very important moment on our campus. I think that the protests and the way that the protesters handled themselves was in a very professional yet direct manner, and I just wanted to help out in the way I could. I thought that, you know, I have a platform as a basketball player at Richmond, especially as a black basketball player, to speak out on things that I feel strongly about. And sitting on campus is something I felt very strongly about. And I think that, you know, we see it in all avenues of sports, especially now these days where these athletes are using their platform to really speak on things that they care about. So for me, I think that, you know, whenever I have a chance or whenever, you know, you have an opportunity to talk about something like that, and you feel like you can make an impact on people and how they see things, and they can hear your voice, especially as someone who people watch play every week and stuff like that, I think that you have to take that opportunity. So I didn't want to shy away from that responsibility, and I felt strongly about it, and I felt comfortable speaking about it, and I just wanted to do what I could to help out people.
Nick Sherrod of the Richmond Spiders, University of Richmond, joining us on Sports Radio 910, The Fan, and 105.1 FM. You mentioned there in your early answer about things that you studied growing up and things that you were told by your grandparents. You're 22 in Richmond's home, and this is a subject that you are comfortable in speaking about. You're comfortable enough to do this show. What advice did you get from your parents, from role models? What did they give you growing up about dealing with those who treated you different because of the color of your skin?
Yeah, I think the first thing, and I think the most important thing for me was just my parents and people around me. They always told me, first, you have to be educated on what you're talking about. So I made it a point to try to know the history of our country and the history of my people in this country. In terms of interaction, you know, you just try to, you never want to put yourself in any dangerous position or anything like that, but you have to be comfortable in who you are. You know, I'm not ashamed of who I am and where I come from and the lineage of people that have come before me in my family and in this country and the work that we've done to help build up this country. And it may not always be appreciated, but you know, I'm super proud of that, and I'm super proud of where I come from. So I think those are some of the biggest things. Just my parents and people around me have always told me to be proud of who I am and be proud of where I come from. And that's made it easy for me to talk about it because it's not something I'm ashamed of, something that I feel like I can speak on with conviction because I care a lot about it. And it's always been something that I've been interested in because I feel like, you know, it's a place where the world can really grow and we can really make a change. So for me, I just feel like, you know, things like this, I've always tried to be someone who can be knowledgeable and compassionate and can speak about this pretty clearly.
And you are exactly that. So help me out with this one, because I've been asking coaches, guests, and maybe you can give me a little insight. Why do sports seem to work? Like, why can the world exist peacefully on a floor, on a field, and in a locker room or a clubhouse, but we haven't figured out certain areas of the real world? Why in your mind can we all come together no matter what color we are in sports?
Yeah, I think in sports, the biggest thing is that everybody in that locker room, everybody on the court or on the field or whatever, the through the players, is all working towards, you know, one common goal and one common purpose. I think in the real world, we can apply some of the same type of things. I think that, you know, right now the goal is to change how the police treat people of color and black people in this country, and in a broader sense, change the systematic oppressions and inequalities that lead to these actions and lead to racism being widespread. So I think that, you know, if everybody's working together towards that common goal, then, you know, then things can work out, and people, no matter where they come from, no matter what background, no matter how they look, can all be together and be in the same areas and achieve certain things because we're all working towards the same thing. So I think it's fortunate that everybody works super hard. Everybody does everything they can to achieve certain things. And I think that if we apply some of those same things to the real world, we can be a much better place.
How often do you guys, or Coach Mooney, like, how often do you guys, at the start of the year or during a course of a year, how, like, do you guys go get to know each other? Like, where you come from, where you're from, how you guys get to know each other's stories? Like, how often does that happen?
I think it happens really often. I think that our coaching staff and the teammates that I've had from day one have done a great job of, you know, making the locker room a super comfortable environment where everybody can get to know each other. Everybody feels comfortable talking about, you know, things they care about. I think that our locker room is unique in that we can have really deep discussions with each other because we're all super comfortable with each other. We all know that we're all just trying to get better as people, not just as players. And I think our coaches do a good job of facilitating that. So I think that, you know, just the comfort level that we've developed with each other, we get to know each other really well. And I think, you know, our program is unique in the fact that our alumni really care about us. So the players that I played with as a freshman, they still check in on us daily. They've been checking in on me during this week with all everything going on. So I think that, you know, that kind of environment really can help people grow and get to know each other and feel comfortable in these types of situations.
Nick, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you being on with us. And I'll leave you with this, and I'll give you the platform. What's the message you'd like to share? I'm giving you the floor. You know, I got about 10 listeners, but, you know, let's see what we can do here. What message would you like to share with the audience who's listening to you and says, man, you know what? This young man's got his act together.
Yeah, so I think the main message that I'd like to say is that, you know, with all the rioting and the protesting, don't forget where all this started. Don't forget why this is happening. It was an innocent black man that was killed at the hands of a police officer. Don't let the news and all the rioting and whatever your opinions on that stuff is change the fact that the reason that all this started was because of, you know, police brutality. And we need to all come together and figure out how we can change that, how we can make sure that this stuff doesn't keep happening. Because at the end of the day, if we don't talk about the real issues, I think it's cool to throw out buzzwords and talk about things like racism and stuff that would happen and stuff like Martin Luther King and things that he would say. But at the end of the day, if we don't deal with the concrete issues such as, you know, the treatment of police towards minorities and black people, if we don't talk about things like red zoning and income discrepancies and things like that, then we're never going to get to the cause of racism. So I think that, you know, don't whatever your opinions are on all the stuff going on around the country and in your home, don't don't lose focus on the fact that, you know, there's real change trying to be made out here, and we need to all come together to try to figure out how to change those things. Because without that, without us really focusing on the issues, without us having conversations like this, we're never going to get to a place that we want to, and this stuff's going to happen much sooner than we want it to, and it's going to keep happening and keep happening. And I think that we're all, and I think that this is a wake-up call for me, and it should be for a lot of people, that, you know, this country has failed a lot of its people, and we want to make sure that we can get to a point where it doesn't keep repeating the same failures over and over again. So I would just say that do what you can, educate yourself, research, donate, and coordinate ways to where we can make this country a better place, and that it can fulfill the promises to its people. So that's just a message that I would leave with everybody, that don't let this moment pass in vain. Don't let this guy die in vain. And let's try to do what we can to make a change.
And Nick, do me a favor. If you got any ideas, or if you'd like a message, or you'd like to do something, keep me in mind, man. I'd love to at least be a platform for you to share that message and whatever ideas you got. That's, like you said, just we can't leave this to a story that was the first or the last week of May. So let me know. Hit me up, man. You got my number.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on.
Nick, I appreciate your time. That's Nick Sherrod, the University of Richmond. And the past 10 minutes pretty much tell you why I wanted to have him on the show. Wes McElroy, Sports Radio 910, The Fan, and 105.1 FM.